Then a roll call, Ted.
Audrey Thompson.
Yes.
Sue Gold.
Here.
Roy Davis.
Here.
Mike Manning.
Here.
Tim Patterson.
Yes. Right here.
Okay, can we get an approval of the agenda as written?
I so move.
Get a second?
I think we need to have a discussion. Why are we not taking public comments now?
At the suggestion of SDAO, Roger.
We just passed resolution 447.
Roger, we're on an agenda here.
I want to talk about the agenda.
Okay, the agenda.
I'm going to tell you what it says that we were supposed to do as commissioners.
Okay.
Keep public informed on district matters. Mm-hmm. Make decisions based on what is needed of the public. Mm-hmm. Send the district money in a prudent manner. Place the needs of the public above the ambitions of the board and the district. By not taking public comment, I don't think we're doing that. And I don't know who has authority to change that.
The chairman does.
So it's not a board decision.
No,
chairman
it's not.
Can do any damn thing he wants, huh?
At the suggestion of SDAO, yes.
I didn't read any of my SDAO stuff.
Because you weren't at the meeting, Roger.
I read everything you got at the meeting.
You weren't at
I talked to him, too.
Well, you weren't at the meeting, and
everything
because
nobody notified me.
Oh, yeah, I did.
The 10 minutes tell.
Yeah. Were you in town?
Yes, I
was
down
for. Were you within 10 minutes of that building? Roger, I'm not going to argue with you tonight. Period, the end.
Well, I think you're doing a disservice to service the public.
Roger, one thing, a good example, that some of the comments that were made last month were defamatory accusations that were false about one of our board employees, and that created a cause of action that you yourselves were personally liable for. And I wouldn't be surprised if down the road you see some action about that. That's why you want to be careful about allowing irresponsible comments to be made, and that's what it's just a good guideline based on what they said at the training. And in that case, I mean, that stuff shouldn't have been said, and it was false, and it affected our employee.
Yes, I realize I read the deal. The chairman can make the change, but I think it should have been a board decision. Okay.
Okay, so do we have a second to approve the agenda as written?
I'll make a second.
Ted, roll call.
I have a question, another question.
Tim?
So how, if we're not in favor of 5, where would you suggest we deal with it? What part of the meeting would you want to talk about? You want to not pass the agenda, or what is the plan there?
No, 5's fine.
No,
yeah.
5 isn't fine.
Why isn't it?
Oh, 5 is, I'm sorry, the asterisk that goes with something. There's an asterisk at the bottom that's on 5.
It just says non-agenda related public comments will not be accepted at the meeting.
Right, I'm not in favor of that, so where are we going to deal with that?
How about under new business?
I'm fine with whatever you suggest, or whatever Roy suggests, but I don't want to approve these minutes if we're not going to talk about it, or have the possibility of changing it back to the way it was. I don't know that I'm going to win that, but I'm not in favor of this issue at all.
Well,
now, I may lose, I understand that, but I would like to deal with it one way or another.
Okay, Tim, I have made this decision upon the suggestion of an SDAO training class that you also were not present at.
I'm still not in favor of it.
Okay, you're not in favor of it, but I, as the chairman, am trying to get this meeting, these meetings where they are run in order, civil order. I don't want people approaching the board uncivilly. If people have things to bring to the board, I will appoint a staff to go out and get them. If somebody has a public comment on an agenda-related item, I will ask them to stand up in front of their chair, make their comment.
If that's true, tonight we'd be talking only about the travel lift.
No.
At least. The only issue at all is the travel lift.
All 10 of these numbers on this page are agenda items.
Okay, so look back to the question. I'm not in favor of it, so do I have an opportunity to convince you to change your mind? If I don't, then I don't. But
yeah, no, I'm not going to change my mind. So, can we now have a second to approve the agenda as written?
You have that already.
Mike.
You got a second, Mike. Roll call, Ted.
Roger Thompson.
No.
Sue Gold.
Yes.
Roy Davis.
Yes.
Mike Manning.
Yes.
Tim Patterson.
No.
Okay, we tabled September minutes last meeting so they could be amended. They have been amended. Does anyone have any questions on them?
Where's the amendment?
Are they in the...
What were the changes, Jeremy? Directly behind the October minutes.
Directly behind the October minutes.
Yeah, sorry.
Right after page 8. Like page 1.
So the issue is... public comments by somebody about the beer thing. Mm-hmm.
Right there. Hey,
Ferris? No,
not right there. Here. There. Just all the rest.
Okay, we're starting now. Okay. Good. Well,
this is about the brewery, wasn't it?
Page 8 is about a, or is, you see it? There's a lot more talk in there than we end up with. Public comments, Mike Fredericks. Comments on the page 3 of the
left
minutes, on item 5.
Oh, okay. It's on page 3. Right here.
It's the amendments.
These are the amendments right here?
No, just the first couple. I think it's just the first one that corrected.
Okay, so Mike Frederick, that's the one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can get a motion to approve those minutes of September 15th, 2015?
I move that we accept them, approve the minutes from September 15th.
Second.
Ted, roll call.
Roger Thompson?
Yes.
Sue Gold?
Yes.
Roy Davis?
Yes.
Mike Manning?
Yes.
Tim Patterson?
Yes.
Okay, can we get an approval of the minutes as written for October 20th, 2015?
I move that we approve the minutes for October 2015 as written.
I'll second it.
Ted?
Roger Thompson?
Yes.
Sue Gold?
Yes.
Roy Davis?
Yes.
Mike Manning?
Yes.
Tim Patterson?
Yes.
Okay, Ted, operational and financial review.
For October 2015, revenues for operations were $212,519. Normal expenses were $172,001. The two categories together, after property tax revenue, grant expense, and debt service, resulted in a net operating loss of $60,962. That includes our $62,000 IFA debt payment. So it would be better to include that above the bottom line so everyone's aware that we actually have debt. Marina mortgage revenues came in at $34,530. RV park revenue was $75,403. Fuel sales were $48,469. Cold storage revenues were $2,496. Yard activity revenue was $28,020. Rental revenue was $39,096. The ice plant generated $7,526. Repair and maintenance expenses were $69,966. Fuel purchase for retail was $16,470. Ops expense was $7,062. October reflected a slowing in port operations and activities that we have seen since the beginning of this fiscal year. While gross revenue was reduced over comparison to last year, expenses were trimmed as well. Dredging activities for the Port of Bandon commenced in October and are ongoing now. We are hopeful that we will be able to wind up the job prior to the end of the calendar year. Gary Dillinger and I participated in a closeout meeting with OEM to wrap up outstanding issues regarding tsunami repairs. Gary was able to locate $92,000 of recoverable charges that were never billed by the port during the tsunami repairs, and those have been submitted for consideration. The port was host to two events during October, including Harvest at the Harbor. Gary and I led two field trips at the port. The first was in and around the RV park and jetty areas to answer questions, and the second concerned the launch ramp and adjacent areas. The property swap has been completed, and the new parcel is in the port's name. We are still supplying information to the appraisers in regard to the refinance and hope to have some resolution within the month. In accordance with previous discussions, it is the port's intention to coordinate with our consultants regarding updating our strategic plan.
Any questions from the board to Ted?
Yes, I have a question. In the P&L, we have $212,000. The big discrepancy is RV park come in at $49,634, and you have part revenue at $75,403. So my total comes up with $235,540. It's not a transposition.
No, some copies got screwed up and ended up with last month's operational and financial review. I don't know how that happened, but I'll get those fixed.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see that Roger in mind.
No, that was September's number.
Tim? Mike?
I'm good.
Okay. The manager's report, that's, I don't have any more questions.
Okay.
Do you need a motion to approve it?
Yes.
I move that we approve the manager's report.
For the second?
I'll second it.
Ted, roll call.
Roger Thompson?
Yes.
Sue Gold?
Yes.
Roy Davis?
Yes.
Mike Fanning?
Yes.
Tim Patterson?
Yes.
Okay, I have no agenda-related comments for me. Ted, you want to talk about unfinished business, the travel lift, item A?
Travel lift lease is, as we still are on hold until we get the appraisal wrapped up, which Gary's putting together the final numbers for. I'm not sure why we waited until this late in the day to ask for slip, you know, they have slip numbers and so forth. They want to do a comparison between sport and commercial, which I believe we've already supplied those in the past, but we're giving it to them, whatever they need. Hopefully we'll have something. All their questions should be answered by the end of this week. So I would like to be able to see that appraisal done, and then we start looking at refinancing. And as part of the refinancing, that's when we can look at either leasing or purchasing the travel lift out of the refinance funds, but I don't want to do anything until we have that solidified.
Do you have the appraisals all completed?
Excuse me?
The appraisals? Didn't you have to have the thing appraised before going for refinancing?
Yeah, well, it's not completely done.
Okay. I mean,
we've given them lots of information, but they've asked for a couple other things that we have supplied. I think Gary, pretty much.
Yeah, this is like two more items.
Yeah, we're just working on getting everything to them, and hopefully that'll be this. It should be this week.
Are you getting positive vibes, or?
Well, you know, I mean, basically what the appraisers are doing is they're appraising this business. They're appraising the port as a business.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a $5.5 million debt, as we know, that's outstanding, secured by the real property, which is worth vastly in excess of $5.5 million. So I don't know that knocking yourself out, determining the, you know, the state of the ongoing business and the value of that. For one thing, a lot of the businesses that we run can't necessarily be, they couldn't be sold. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of things that we do are part of being a public entity, so it's kind of hard to value it that way. So, but that's the way they're doing it, and that's what the lender wants, so there you go.
Because I know the state is charging us, you know, various interest rates all the way up to, I believe, 7%.
Mm-hmm.
And so what percent are we looking at, possibly?
In the 3s, we would hope.
Okay. Do it before everything changes?
Yes. Sooner the better.
Okay, that's it, Ted?
Yep.
So as a board, we want to still keep telling Ted to go forward on the travel lift.
Yeah. There's one other thing that I mentioned that in my manager's report that I forgot, that Tim had said he wanted to discuss, and I think we all wanted to discuss that, was updating the strategic plan. We talked about that in our recent executive session. So anybody have any comments about that, or we're just basically, I'm just going forward with contacting the consultants and updating it, you know, effective this year, this next year.
Could you rephrase that, Tim?
Well, we're talking about a strategic operations plan, the one that we already have that's been in place now for 2 years. And so we thought it would be a good time to update that since various conditions have changed. And that can give a track for us to run on, because various commissioners have expressed their concern that the strategic plan is not, that it, you know, it needs to be current to apply to what, to apply to the needs of the board at this time. So that's why I had, that's why I put that in my manager's report, that we're moving forward with that.
Okay.
Well, I think we should have a workshop on it and go over it and update it and see where we are. And
I think normally it's going to be a public comment period involved, and there will be a series of workshops. I can't remember how many we had before. I think it's 3. So.
Yeah, and I think we need to look at it and see where we're going. And because one thing we've got to face here in the next year or two, we're not going to have a salmon season.
Right.
And probably won't have many shrimp next year.
I agree. I mean, I hope you're wrong.
But I asked quite a few people who went through these hard El Ninos, and shrimp doesn't do well. And I know there's no salmon in the Sacramento. But we're going to have a couple years of pretty bare, pretty tough sledding.
So we'll be working on that the next several months, getting that going.
Question on travel. Let's travel. We haven't.
Typically.
Okay. Oh, a comment on that first. My understanding is we're going to try to get it down, so we're agreeing to a quarterly, more or less a quarterly budgeting operations rather than a year or 2 years or whatever we're talking about here.
And I think when we discussed it at the executive session, we talked about a year.
Well, then we need to
forecast.
If that's correct, we need to amend the 477 or whatever it is, because it's calling for quarterly.
No, 477 calls
whatever
per year.
It is for
441 calls per year.
No, 22.
Nobody's questioning that we should have a long-term strategic plan, but the approval for spending money, I think, should be done on a quarterly basis, where we can apply it to, which is what it calls for in this resolution, where we can figure out we're staying within budget, as opposed to, I'm just putting that out, when we're not talking about that issue right now, but that's my feeling, as opposed to approving a 2 year or 1 year, a 1 or 2 year period of time with no review.
Add anything to that one?
But we're not talking about that. Yes. Right. Okay. I just throw that
you out. Just want to throw that out there?
I'll throw that out there. Not necessary. Then the second thing, what else was the other thing we're talking about?
It seemed like we could have, if we're going to do the strategic plan, then once a quarter during the board meeting, he can report where we're working on, how our plan's going.
That's kind of the way I understand it.
Yeah. I don't think we should go, we can't go a whole year until without.
Right. But I mean, you plan for a year, you know, get it out, and then
you
get the report as far as we're going. Yeah.
We agree that this quarter, but and see how.
I think that a quarterly window, you know, a quarterly plan, if that's as far as you're going to be going, you can barely get a lot of things going in a quarter.
Well, you do a year plan.
Right.
But every quarter you report how our year plan is going.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you.
That makes sense.
I'd like to have it before the quarter, the projection for the quarter as opposed to after the quarter. What's the plan for the next quarter is what I would like to know. And how much money is going to be spent? How is it going to be within budget to do whatever? Back to, and I'll jump over to the travel list right now. Did we agree that, well, travel list is going to, at presently presented, it's going to be additional $5,000 a month that we're going to have to obtain from that lift. And I don't see that where in the budget we're going to find that an extra $5,000 a month. I just don't see it at this point.
I agree. That's why I said we were going to wait until we get the refinance done, because there's not cash flow. If you'll read the manager's report, you'll notice that earnings have been off since the beginning of the fiscal year. So since we do, as we've discussed many times, since we do run this place out of current cash, because we can't borrow, we don't have a line of credit at this time, it's not realistic to basically budget when you have to wait and see how things are going on a very short-term basis. That's why once we get through the refinance and we actually can run this place like a business, then you can forecast. But I think we had this conversation
in the executive session. It sounded like we were going to discuss it the next, you were going to bring back a lease and we were going to agree upon it. Or not do. That's what it sounded like to me. I don't know, maybe I missed your conversation.
Yeah, no, we're still looking at our options, and based on our current revenue, that would be foolish. So I won't do it.
All right, that answers my question.
And another thing, Tim, that size travel lift, if and when it gets here, will immediately double or triple per haul out due to the size boat that it will pick up.
That's the part I realize I'm not well-knowledged in that area, but I'd like to see that analyzed somewhere on a piece of paper or something that shows me how you're going to get that. I'll agree to it, but I'd like to see how you what that analyzation is. But right now we're not going to deal with that because we're not doing that. So
right.
Is the 12 month review that you were going to do for this meeting that's not here, right? The forecast for the year we used to have a 12 month analysis of what was going on. Which we don't have, and we.
What are you talking about?
Okay, prior to maybe 2 months ago or 3 months ago, we had a sheet that was showing us on a 12-month basis actual expenses and then projected expenses to see how we're going toward the end of the year, mm-hmm. Right? And we decided to. I thought we decided at the last meeting to continue that, but you were waiting for the. Accountants to be.
Oh yeah, we're in the process of getting when we can have some actual accurate numbers. That'll be
so. That's still
that's
in
still
progress.
Process.
Okay.
And we're hopefully right now we're working on. We just straightened out. Basically, got our numbers up to date, current, and then
now we're having to take all, get the fiscal year ready for accountants, which we already, for the auditors. And that, hopefully they'll be getting their stuff this week or next week, so, because we've got to get it done before the end of the year.
Okay.
Okay, any more unfinished business?
Did we have a vote on the manager's report?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't mind me.
Okay, so moving to new business. There is no new business tonight. Moving to actions items. There are no action items for tonight.
When do I get to ask some questions on the check register and stuff?
That was part of
that was during the operational financial review.
Okay.
Roger, if you want to do that, go ahead.
Well, I'm curious, who does the coding for the QuickBooks? Who's coding them?
We're redoing all the codes right now, and I'm having we're working with Musser to read because they're still screwed up. So we have, basically what we're doing is we're going in and making inactive a whole lot of different subcategories.
And I see where we write checks to the landscape service, but there's no cost in the P&L. That happened to the security contract, the same thing. Neither one of them is costed in October. We wrote the check in October.
Where does it go, Gary?
No idea.
Well, they're
bound. I mean, it's happened.
They're in there somewhere.
They're definitely in there.
Can't write the check without going somewhere.
The checks are in the check register, but they're not mentioned.
Okay, well, I can find those. I know that it's...
Well, one's $900, the other's $3,740, and I don't know where... You put cleaning, the $3,700 a month for cleaning, where does it get coded? I haven't found it yet.
Okay, well, I'd like to get all that stuff broken out. That's why it's, you know.
Yeah, we need that. And one time you have laundry, and the we don't.
That's one of the things Muster's trying to get straight because that's been an ongoing issue.
We shouldn't have to be paying an accountant firm to set up QuickBooks and get it right.
That's why.
And we have something in here, and I didn't know what it was. I got a big question mark on it. It might be what Gary done, I just didn't understand it. And that was a sheet that had the... This sheet here, and it says, Brickin and Porter, Brickin and Harbor, rental, UEM, rental agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
Underwater what? Earth movers. That's a part of the FEMA rollout.
Oh, okay. That's what I sort of thought.
We've been arguing about that for 3 years. So they finally that was part of that meeting.
And the simple one would be to move our the launch fees from the machine from. To 4620 instead of 4300. I mean, that ought to be a pretty simple fix for anybody.
Yeah, I agree.
And where are we getting our cable for an RV park now from? I don't see any bill that I see, or I don't understand it.
Cable for the RV park is Dish.
Yeah,
it's Dish, and it runs through.
But I don't see.
I'm not sure where it's showing up. So that's all got to be moved. That should be part of the RV park. But
mm-hmm.
It's a separate cost. It's a separate cost that's just specific only to the RV park.
Yeah.
But I'll we'll have to break
yeah, I just, I'm just curious. I didn't find anything to dish. Oh, you had cable out there. Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? On the financial reviews or wrong? Okay, so there's no action items for tonight. Commissioner's report, Roger.
No, I have a question.
Hold on, Tim.
What's going to be? What did we decide the procedure was for handling a letter that's going to the commissioners?
If there is anything to be brought to the commissioners, they can put it on the table before the meeting, like they did tonight, or they can bring it to the board after the meeting. If it's agenda related, they can stand up and say they have something to bring to the board, and we'll appoint a port staff to go to them and get it. In other words. Stand up in front of your chair, do your public comment on the agenda-related item, and if you have something you wish for the board to have at that time, we'll have a port staff go to you, get it, and bring it to the board.
Okay, and then at what point, okay, just procedurally, what happened? This particular, I don't, it's just an example, but do we discuss this, or do we just bury it, or what do we do? Does it come up next meeting?
If you want to, Tim, yeah, we can discuss it.
No, I'm looking for procedure, not for the specific letter.
The procedure is I have taken public comments off at the suggestion, at a training session by SDAO. I have took their advice as a chairman, and he specifically said the chairman must do it, must be very strong to get these meetings back under civil control. So if there is, Angie has put a letter on our desk tonight where we sit before the meeting as not to disrupt this board meeting. This is a board meeting, commissioners' board meetings, where we are allowed to meet legally once a month as a quorum to hear our manager's report, our staff's report, and discuss things amongst ourselves. This is a port board commission. You do not see, for instance, if you want to go to a Coos Curry Co-op board meeting, you will go to Coos Curry Co-op, fill out a form. You just don't walk in their board meetings. We don't see the actions at the city council meetings that we've seen at the port lately. We don't see it at the Curry County Commissioners level. This is a board.
My question is, what happens to this letter next?
To this letter next?
Take the content of that letter away, and what happens to it procedurally?
Well, I think Angie's heard tonight from the board why this was done.
I'm sorry.
That's not the question, though.
What is your
question? Is if this letter was about green apples, what would happen next procedurally? As it go, do we talk about it automatically, or we don't talk about it, or we get?
That is procedure. Okay, the procedure would be for Angie to go to the office, make an appointment with Ted, and she could have a choice of two commissioners to go with her to that meeting and discuss it, get it ironed out, and that particular person's concerns would be taken care of at that time.
Okay. But my letter has nothing to do with Ted. It has to do with your decision.
That's right.
As a chairman. So why would I then make an appointment with Ted and take two commissioners with me? That's what I don't understand.
Because, Angie, we would go and discuss it and get it taken care of.
The correct procedure in dealing with anything with the port is to go through the office first. The office then submits it.
And that is as per SDAO.
For review, if that's appropriate. That's the correct thing. Or we submit it to our attorney or whatever it is that we
need. And there's no censorship intended. Anybody can bring an issue up. They take it down to the office and say, I don't like the way they're taking care of the yard. I can go to the office, request to put it on this. They'll put it on this, and then it can be addressed at this meeting. But I can't just walk in here and address issues without the board having the ability to have everything gathered up that they need to understand what they're addressing and have a time frame to have the backup. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it doesn't matter, but there's a procedure. And the procedure is it gets put on this by going to the office, stating what our issue is for whoever it may be, and then time to research, get all the facts together up, and then come decide as a quorum what decisions need to be made.
So is there a timeline that people need to know about in case they have issues to get on the agenda? That would be important to know.
We talked about that, Jeremy, 2 weeks.
It was last meeting we talked about it.
They have 2 weeks to get it on the agenda.
Right, so 2 weeks from tonight. I think it was to put this agenda together.
I think it was 3 weeks before the meeting, but I like 2 weeks better.
Was this 2 weeks after today?
2 weeks after this meeting, Jeremy will be putting the agenda together and starting to post it.
Time to get it published.
Right. And then we build it, publish it.
This particular instance, or this, again, I don't care about the content. She should have gone into the, taken this letter to the port office.
That is correct.
And we would have.
You could have been asked to be put on this agenda tonight to be discussed.
Okay, and then at that point we would, if it's appropriate, talk about it.
Correct.
Okay.
And we just...
Do you think that's what's happening, Ted?
Excuse me?
Do you think that's what's happening? The procedure, that's
well, I know that's what's supposed to happen. Yeah, it's not appropriate to come drop things on the commission.
I'm not arguing with that.
He just said it was.
He just said it was, Ted.
It's not appropriate to set things on the commissioner's table and expect them to be acted upon in that meeting.
At the meeting.
I agree. Okay. So the cutoff date is...
Basically, by delivering it here, you're delivering it to the office the long way around.
Okay, I agree with that. That's fine. And the cutoff date is 2 weeks prior to the next
meeting. No, it's 2 weeks after this meeting, not prior to the next one. We have 2 weeks to get all the stuff that we need on this for Jeremy to have the time to print this, put it in the paper, and do our public notice and set our meeting up. So from tonight, the next 2 weeks, whatever comes in gets put on this. So if you come in 3 weeks from tonight, it does not get on this because we don't have the time frame to do it.
So what happened from a month ago when it went from 10 days prior to 2 weeks after this meeting? That's a change that's went on tonight, I guess. I mean, been told it had to be, to be put on the agenda, it had to be 10 days prior to the meeting.
Was that 10 business days? I don't know.
You're going to have to ask the chair. He's the one who knows everything.
I don't recall that, Robbie.
It's been talked about many times in here about 10 days.
Well,
I know that Jim, been in many cases,
it's 10 been 2 days weeks
to get the advertisement in. It will, 10 days before the meeting, this won't work. So 2 weeks is a 2 weeks from now is a more workable thing. It's a rational thing. 10 days before the meeting will allow. Well, you just can't get the ad in based on the way the calendar evolves.
How is our constituents that we're elected by supposed to know that without somebody telling them about it?
I think I heard that somebody told them about it at the last meeting, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm.
We talked about it 2 meetings in a row.
It's not in the minutes. It was talked about.
And Roger, we've talked about those minutes before too. Every single word is not in the minutes.
Can that go in the minutes tonight? Minute person? Who's a minute person?
Okay. I have a question, if I may. Just for what you're discussing right now. Okay, that's fine.
So you'll put that in the meeting, it's 2 weeks after the meeting. Okay.
So in a 5 week month, it's gotta be 2 weeks after the meetings. So it's gonna be 5 weeks between the meetings. You know, it seems like it should be 2 weeks before the meeting, not 2 weeks after a meeting. There's five weeks. Just
well, we do also have to go through the process of getting it to Roy, getting it approved to go on the agenda, then getting the agenda typed up, then getting the agenda published.
I think the confusion is, I would be more happy with 3 weeks before the next meeting than 2 weeks after the last meeting. That's what you're trying to do, but I'm okay with it. I'll leave it alone. I just think thinking about.
Well, sometimes
after
that would be 1 week after this meeting, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
So are you good with that? Okay. So Jeremy, 2 weeks. Okay.
Or maybe should make it days rather than weeks, because a week is.
That's true. You want to make it 14 working days.
If it's 14 working days, that's almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think it should be 14. If you're going to do it for 2 weeks, I think it should be, that's the agreeable number. There should be 14 days following the meeting. Because it's easier to do on the calendar. But 2 weeks might not be that.
I'm good with that, Tim. I'm good with any number as long as these people know what the procedure is.
I agree with that.
So you good with that, Roger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as we know what...
Well, I think just listening to all this, the big concern was people coming and causing problems at the meetings, and so we have to get it under control. Right, Chair?
That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct. So anything else, Roger? Anything else, Roger?
No.
Sue Gold?
I have a letter to read. It's a nice letter, so. This was from Catherine Wiley. Dear Chair Davis, Commissioners, and Director Fitzgerald, I had intended to extend my gratitude to you in person, but there was a conflict with recommendations needing to be addressed at the City Planning Commission. Despite the multitude of issues you are dealing with at the port itself, you should be commended for providing the public opportunities to address you directly regarding issues impacting the port district you represent. I do not believe the significant impacts automatically included in annexation to the Curry Health District would have been heard by the citizens of our port district had you not allowed me to present those facts. It is clear that the citizens you represent listened and overwhelmingly responded to those facts. It is my hope that those of us in our port district can now work collectively to obtain the health care services we need and deserve. It is also my hope that other public officials will follow your example and recognize that their responsibilities to constituents should be inclusive, respectful, and transparent. My sincere thanks, Catherine Wiley.
On that topic, it's my information, I've got it from an employee at Curry General, that the CFO and the COO, same person, of Curry Health Network just resigned. So
that's what I heard today, too.
That's Ken, can't remember his last name.
Roy, can I make a comment now about I'd like to thank my invitation. I went up to Bandon last Friday to the christening of the Dredge, and Ted done a very good job addressing and thanking people for all the hard work. It was a nice little time to see how the ports have worked together up there.
Wow. It was a good trip up there. The paper too.
What?
Looks like, I think you're in the world.
Did I miss a good part?
See?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mike Manning?
You know what? I have one other comment.
Go ahead, Sue.
I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Roger.
You know, along with Roger, the deal Friday in Bandon was pretty cool. It was nice to see the ports working together and get some benefit out of all the hard work that everybody's been putting into that. Definitely help make everybody better. And then on the crab season, there's nothing official, but pretty much all practical reasoning right now, the soonest we'll be going crabbing this year is December 15th. So they're submitting that on Friday to the tri-state, but the way the testing and stuff goes for the domoic acid, there's really no way that we can go in the water sooner than that. So going to be a little bit of a delay. Might be longer. We don't know.
Is it getting a little better? Is there testing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's hope out there.
That's all I got.
Tim?
Okay. So I want to be clear. I don't think Catherine could have presented that. Under the current new rules, she couldn't have presented that without going to the port first. To the office first, according to our rules.
To get on the agenda.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. That's what we did with the like with the green building with Connie, for example. You gotta if you're gonna make a report, you gotta get it on the agenda in advance.
Maybe you could put that. It would be really nice if JFE could put that in the article about the port meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put it in the newspaper so people know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because otherwise they're in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all my line stands. That's why I feel.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, JFE?
We'll talk.
Okay.
Put an ad in today. Good. Okay, secondly, the website was at one point about a quarter done. How are we doing on the website? The new website.
Our website?
Your website.
It is, I'd say, probably 95% complete. I'm still working on, I don't know if everybody knows or not, but we went into a partnership with KDRV News Watch 12 in Medford, and we are now hosting one of their weather cams over at our RV park. It's high definition, top of the line. They can move it remotely from Medford somehow. And we're working on getting that high-definition live stream onto our website. We also just got the new Wi-Fi network completed over to the RV park, which runs about twice as fast as the previous one did. And that'll allow us to get those other webcams back up and operational as well.
Cool.
Everything else on the website is completed.
So that's, I looked at it a week and a half ago, so it's been fixed within a week and a half ago. Because most of the buttons are there, but there's no content. Okay. I'll send you a link. So you're the person in charge? On our suggestion, on where we have unfinished business, it seems like we should have reports from committees. We have, based on our learning at the meeting, we have these committees out there who are supposedly functional, but we have no idea what committees are, at least I don't at this point. But it seems like they should be on an ongoing report, or the committee should be terminated, one of the two. I know in the case of the Green Building, I don't know whether it's terminated or not, but I certainly haven't reported on it in a long time. But I don't know how many other committees we have. There's probably a dozen or more.
Exactly. And where are the reports? I mean, where are these committees at?
I think the Green Building Committee completed its mission.
I'm using an example, but let's kill the Green Building Committee if that's the case. I think they should be on the agenda and allow them to say, well, we haven't done anything, or we don't exist.
Was it chairing that committee?
Pardon me?
Was it you chairing that committee?
Yes, absolutely. I have no idea whether it was terminated or not.
Well, you're the chairman. You should know everything.
I should know, but I don't.
Okay.
I thought it was still alive.
Was there any meetings of that committee?
Yes. I'm just saying, procedurally, it seems to me we should have committee reports if we have committees. And I pulled up that committee because I have some knowledge of it. Very little, but I have some. And if they don't exist, let's... And the other thing, I've been gone, and what did you end up doing on the email, the Google email account? Is that going or not going, or are we doing it? And has everybody got in there now at this point?
I'm not sure how many of you have actually accessed the commissioner's email address. At some point in time, I need to get together with at least Roy to talk about the password and who you guys want to have access to that email account.
Is this one? I thought there was, you could have, you could make individual accounts under that domain.
Oh yeah, I can make individual accounts under the domain. It's entirely up to you guys if you want to have one account for all five of you, or you want to have individual accounts. It's just better to use the port's domain for port business than to use your own personal ones, as we've seen in the media recently.
Okay.
But we'll have to discuss access and how you actually want to do that.
Okay, so if I want to do it today, or tomorrow, next day, I need to contact you, or is that correct at this point? Or you're going to contact somebody you appoint at that point?
No, I set up all the email.
You set up the account?
Yeah.
Okay. One, I've been counseled by somebody, I won't say who, that if we're using our personal accounts, like I am, that we could be subpoenaed for all your mail, much like Clint was.
That's true.
So probably a good idea to set these up so that you're not the owner of it while you're there. It's different than having your personal.
Yeah, and it's real easy to get stuff on your personal, so you don't have to be dealing with so many emails, but there is a reason for doing that, so.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Okay, meeting adjourned.